My guest at this time is Jim Corey, Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. You can also find his writings online. He's with TheExaminer.com. And one of the things that Jim has written about recently is doing a little fact-checking on a recent comment made by Vice President Joe Biden as he pushed for various components of the jobs bill to be passed. Here's what the Vice President had to say in Flint, Michigan about what might happen to the crime rates there if, in fact, this jobs bill weren't passed.
In 2008, when Flint had 265 sworn officers on the police force, there were 35 murders and 91 rapes in this city. In 2010, when Flint had only 144 police officers, the murder rate climbed to 65, and rapes, just to pick two categories, climbed to 229. In 2011, you now only have 125 shields. God only knows what the numbers will be this year for Flint if we don't rectify it.
So, Jim, you've looked at the numbers. I don't know if it's Flint in particular or the nation at large, as some of these local communities have been forced to downsize due to budget concerns. What have you learned?
Well, first of all, I think that the Vice President was talking to the nation. His audience was in Flint, so he tried to personalize it for his audience. But basically what he is complaining about or accusing the Republicans of doing is cutting the budget so drastically that we have been experiencing crime going up over the last couple of years. And that just goes against what the statistics by the FBI and the government uses those statistics when they wish to prove their point, has shown a steady decline. Actually, in crime, especially violent crime, there was a decline in crime between 2009 and 2010. 2010 is the last year that they have the statistics for, and it shows a 5% decline, for example, in rapes. It shows about the same for homicides. So, you know, he's not the only one that's been doing that. We have in New York, Mayor Bloomberg, saying that last year there were 30,000 murders using handguns. But when you look at the statistics, there were only 9,000 homicides using handguns. So it seems to me that these political leaders, such as Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg and others, are playing loose and fancy free with statistics.
And what's the story over time, Jim, generally speaking, the correlation between the numbers of uniformed police officers and crime rates? Is there a direct correlation?
No, there hasn't been, because if you look at some of the tough times that have occurred, I remember when I worked in New York, there were considerable layoffs within the New York City Police Department. For budgetary reasons. Most of it was through attrition, but there were some layoffs as well. And yet the crime rate under Rudy Giuliani continued to go down. I think it's how you deploy your police officers, what programs you allocate the funds to, and what type of leadership you have in place. This whole thing about blaming, I think it's unconscionable that you would blame either a political party, the Democrats or the Republicans, for a non-existent rise in crime.
Jim, in terms of the idea of using taxpayer money to put more police on the streets, I guess that's perhaps a more political question than a strictly police question, but is this a good idea regardless of whether it really would have a major effect on the crime rates?
Well, I think we do need police officers. We do have more threats that we face in this country, especially terrorism, response to possible WMD attack, weapons of mass destruction. You do need a full police presence. But the fact is that this should be taken care of locally. It's not a federal problem to increase the number of local police officers. It's never been that way. The police power is given to the states, even constitutionally, is reserved for the states. And it's up to the states to come up with the money for their police departments. It's not for citizens throughout the country to pay for specific police departments so that they don't have to reduce their staff.
Very interesting. Jim, as always, we greatly appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Corey, Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He also writes for TheExaminer.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.